Doralis Vadi Rosado is a 33-year-old right-hand dominant female who reports she was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Transcriptionists write the date of the accident. The claimant reports that she was hit from the side by an ambulance. Appeared the airbags deployed. This resulted in her nail, left fifth digit nail from being injured and removed. Appeared she was bleeding from that at the time period. There were no fractures. She was taken by ambulance to an emergency room, St. Barnabas. Appeared the claimant underwent diagnostic workup and was released. Appeared subsequently she did physical therapy and other treatment modalities as outlined in the details of this report. Appeared she underwent left shoulder surgery for debridement type procedures, and transcriptionist police write or the procedure details, the procedures performed. Appeared post-operatively she underwent physical therapy and has been correction, and she self-discontinued the therapy. Period. She's currently not doing any physical therapy. Paragraph current. The remainder of the history can be gleaned from the review of records. Period. Paragraph. The current symptoms are left shoulder pain and left left fifth finger pain. Paragraph, neck pain and low back pain. Period. Paragraph, impression, cervical spine strain result. 2, lumbar spine strain result. 3, left shoulder non-specific injury. Status post arthroscopy for debridement. Resolved. Left wrist, no specific injury. Resolved. Left hand, no specific injury. Resolved. Left fifth finger, nail bed in a nail injury. Resolved. Paragraph. Discussion. Cervical spine, underlined colon. The cervical spine injury was a strain. Period. She has undergone appropriate treatment with physical therapy as outlined in this report. Period. She reports intermittent subjective pain in the cervical spine. Period. She reports sometimes the pain radiates down the arm. Period. Paragraph. On examination, there are no objective findings. Period. There are no neurological signs or radicular signs emanating from the cervical spine. Period. She has completed appropriate physical therapy for the cervical spine. Period. Paragraph, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the cervical spine strain has resolved. Period. No further treatment is necessary. Period. There's no permanency to this injury. Period. Paragraph, lumbar spine. The lumbar spine injury was a strain. Period. This was treated appropriately with non-operative measures with physical therapy. Period. She offers intermittent subjective pain in the lower back. Period. Paragraph, on examination, there are no objective findings such as neurological signs. Period. There are no radicular signs. Period. Paragraph, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the lumbar spine strain has resolved. Period. No further treatment is needed. Period. There's no permanency to this injury. Period. Paragraph, the left wrist, she offers no complaints of left wrist pain. There's no evidence of any injury to the left wrist. Period. Paragraph. Left hand, The claimant does not report any pain in the left hand, period. The only area of the left hand that is painful is the left fifth digit, period. Paragraph, left fifth digit, underlined colon. The left fifth digit had a nail bed injury, correction, a nail avulsion injury from the airbag, period. The nail has fully regenerated without deformity, period. She reports subjective pain when touching or squeezing the distal part of the digit, period. On examination, she reports pain with squeezing of that of the distal portion of the distal phalanx, period. There's no erythema or deformity of the nail bed or the nail itself, period. The more proximal segments of the left fifth digit do not demonstrate any pain at all, period. She has normal range of motion of the left fifth digit, period. Paragraph. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left fifth digit nail injury has resolved, period. No further treatment is necessary, period. Thank you, Andy.